Indiana state prisons have been plagued by staffing issues for years, but the Miami Correctional Facility suffers the most, and the pandemic has only made staffing issues worse. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper spoke with 8 former employees who left Miami in the past year. They described a prison out of control. A warning, this story contains descriptions of violence that may be disturbing to some listeners.
Danielle says on her last day as a Miami correctional officer, she was the only one assigned to the medical unit. An inmate went to the bathroom, and then Danielle heard a noise through the door.
He was trying to hang himself. And not only that, he had tried using the paper towel dispenser to slit his wrists.
After Danielle got him out, a lieutenant walked by and told her to handcuff the man.
Because I'm still a new officer. I don't know what to do with him.
She tried to restrain the inmate, but she says he then used the handcuffs to choke her. She managed to break free and immediately decided to quit.
My last day was my worst day, and I came home shaking and crying, and my family looked at me and said, "You're not going back."
Today, Miami operates with about 2/3 the custody staff it had 5 years ago. Custody staff includes people like sergeants and officers like Danielle who keep the prison safe and secure. The former staff members I spoke to say at times there have been fewer than 20 officers to keep watch over 3,000 prisoners. Violence happens nearly every day. Prisoners stab each other and they attack employees. Some officers say they worried each day that an employee would be killed. Danielle described one incident as a full-on stabbing party in another unit of the prison.
I don't know what you would call it. There were so many guys with shanks and stabbings.
There were so few officers on duty that day, Danielle says she couldn't help. It would mean leaving her unit unattended.
The officers are radioed for help, and your heart breaks because there's nothing you can do.
She says the incident wasn't resolved until off-duty personnel arrived. Martin Horn used to lead correctional institutions in Pennsylvania and New York City. He says low staffing levels and high turnover can spiral out of control.
People have to work more overtime, they're stressed, people feel unsafe, and the lack of safety leads to higher turnover. So it's a self-perpetuating problem.
And the stress those officers feel takes a toll. Research shows that correctional officers are more likely to have chronic mental and physical health issues. Anxiety and depression are common, and suicide risk is much higher than the general population. Even so, and despite the issues at Miami, former staffers say the warden, Bill Hyatt, and other senior staff don't care about the employees' well-being.
We were 100% told that we are replaceable. If something happens to us, we were replaceable.
This is Alan. He also has to go by his middle name. He and others told me treating inmates harshly was part of the prison's culture. At times, he was even afraid of his coworkers. Then in June, Alan says he was struggling. He skipped work one day.
I tried to kill myself.
When Alan later spoke with Warden Hyatt about what happened, he recalled Hyatt telling him, "A man doesn't act like a girl when he is under fire." Indiana corrections officials declined to be interviewed for this story. The agency also denied records requests related to violent incidents at the prison. I emailed questions and the allegations in this story to spokesperson David Burstyn. He did write back. "Corrections jobs are among the most difficult and have historically been difficult to fill," he wrote. He said the agency is aggressively recruiting and that a recent pay increase has helped. But his statement failed to address many of the concerns officers mentioned. Danielle and other former staff felt relieved when they left Miami.
You know, it's stressful because you're like, great, I don't got a job. But, oh, the peace of mind so much better.
Still, the effects of working at the prison can linger. Alan says his therapist told him he has symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
I have nightmares from that place still.
And Danielle says she still felt tense for a couple months after she left.
I like horror movies, and this was a real-life horror movie.
Alan and Danielle said the issues at Miami stem from the leadership. When I asked how to fix the prison, they both said the same thing. Fire everyone. Starting with the warden. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.